About 2 in the morning, Jembro woke up. "Oh my gosh," he said, "I can't sleep. Every time I shut my eyes, I see this big image of 2 headlights heading in my direction. Now, they're in the distance, but they're coming in my direction. They're coming toward me." Well, that was bothering him. He couldn't sleep at all. He just laid there and kept his eyes wide open, afraid to close his eyes, because every time he did, he could see those headlights coming right at him. He was worried that it was actually going to come right up to him and run him over, right there in bed. Now, can you imagine that happening, laying there in bed, worried about a car or a truck or whatever it was, heading in his direction and would actually run him over? That was odd. But he actually believed it. He actually thought it was going to happen. So he just kept his eyes open just like that, wide open, staring at the ceiling. He said, "I can't close my eyes. I'll see those headlights again." He was really worried about that. But it was getting late, very late, way past his bedtime. And he was so tired he could barely hold his eyes open. And as soon as he started to close them, they'd flicker a little bit and he'd see the headlights. Oh, he opened up again and said, "I can't go to sleep tonight. I'm going to have to find something to do." So he rolled down his side and he stuck his feet out over the bed and eventually sat up and his feet went down to the ground, down to the floor. And he leaned forward. He was so tired. It was about 3:25 in the morning. It was total dark outside, totally dark. Well, he sat there for a few minutes and kind of shook his head a little bit because he knew that he had to get some sleep, but he was afraid to close his eyes. He was seeing those headlights coming right at him. He didn't want that to happen. So he stood up and started to walk. And he walked right through the doorway of his bedroom into the hallway. From the hallway, he walked into the kitchen. He walked right straight to the refrigerator and opened it up. There it was, a bottle of water. He had to have a drink. He thought, well, maybe that'll help. So he reached in and grabbed the water and twisted the top off and had a hard time doing it, but he was able to do it. And he turned the cap as hard as he could and he heard it crack and he just kept on turning and there it was. It come off. So he took a nice long drink. Long drink. Kept drinking. Oh, that felt so good. He was so thirsty. He knew he was thirsty. He had to be thirsty. He wouldn't have been able to drink almost a whole bottle of water if he wasn't. So there he was. He set the bottle of water on the countertop and he put the cap back on it and started to head back toward the hallway. Well, he had an idea. What if I go outside? I bet you then I won't fall asleep. I bet you for sure then I'll come back. I'll be so tired I can't help but sleep and I'll fall right to sleep without seeing those headlights. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go outside. So he hurried up into his bedroom and he put on his pants and got his shirt on and he got his shoes on and kind of straightened himself out a little bit and went right back into the hallway, right down that long hall, right to the entryway. So he reached up and unlocked the door and turned and pulled the door open and total darkness outside. It didn't bother him. He had to get out there. He wanted to stay awake or at least get tired enough to come back and fall asleep anyway. So he walked out there into the open. Had the trees and the parking lot and the sidewalk, and he started to go for a nice long walk. Well, the highway was right over there, and he was going to go walk over to the highway and watch traffic go by. He kept on walking, and he saw all the little things along the road. He didn't know what they were. They looked like, They were just moving across the road, but he kind of stayed away from them because he didn't know if they were going to come after him or what, so he just kept walking in a straight line right toward the highway. Well, eventually he got up to the highway and he saw all those cars. He said, "You know what? This is just like in my dream. I saw all those cars coming at me, or at least that one car. I knew there was one. It had to be one because it was 2 headlights. It had to be either a car or a truck." But he stood there, right there, on the highway, and he looked down the highway. And he was right near an intersection, and he knew everything was going to come to a stop eventually because the light had to turn red sometime. It wasn't going to stay green all the time. So he went over there to the intersection and he waited. He waited for that light to turn red so he could see those cars. He wanted to know if he could recognize the one that he saw in his thoughts. It wasn't a dream because as soon as he closed his eyes, he saw it. You could actually see it. So he wanted to see if that was the vehicle or not. So he stood there and he waited. He saw one car stop. It doesn't look like it. The lights are too bright. Another car was coming up the way here, and here it is coming to a stop, right behind the first one. But that wasn't it, because it had kind of yellow tinted lights. Well, the doggone light turned green, and the way they went, car's gone. So he sat there and he waited, and he saw more cars pass by, and a couple more, and the light changed red again. Here comes another car, like a little sports car, a little yellow sports car. Come right up to the stop and just stop right there. Oh, those lights were too small. That wasn't it. But then he looked up the way. Oh my gosh, he said. That's it. The one that's coming right now. That's it. That's the one that's coming toward me right now. When I close my eyes, that's the one. And it come closer and closer. And it looked like some kind of a large vehicle. It got closer and closer. And as soon as it was getting close enough to recognize, he saw it was a white vehicle. And it was a truck. Look, it was a truck. The exact same headlights, everything. It was getting closer and closer. It was a cement truck. What? It was a cement truck. What the heck? It's a cement truck. It was coming to a stop for the red light. And it stopped right there. Well, he hurried up down the little embankment there where all the grass was and jumped over some little chunks of grass and things. And the cars were passing by the other way going through. The light was still red for the cement truck. And he slid down that embankment right down to the highway. And he ran up toward the cement truck. And just as he got to the truck, it started to move because the light had just turned green. But it was a slow startup for the big truck because it was so huge. And he was obviously full of cement, so he jumped onto the side of the truck and he hung on. He said, I'm going to find out where this thing is going, and I'm going to find out right from the driver why he was coming after me when I was in bed. He was all worried about that. And he hung onto the truck and he pulled himself up to the side of it, and that big drum that was on there with all that cement was going round and round. Here it comes around again. He could see that sign coming through, that name on the sign. He couldn't read quite what it was because it was so big as it was going around, but as he got up real close to it, he could feel it rubbing up against him as it was going around and turning around, mixing up the cement on the truck as he was now going down the highway, and the wind was blowing up against him like that, and that darn drum was going round and round. It was coming right over the top of him like that and just rubbing up against him, and he had to hold on to something. There was barely nothing to hold on to, and as soon as he grabbed onto the side of that big giant drum going around and round, it hooked onto his hand, just grabbed him and pulled him down right down into the side of the truck and right down in underneath. He went right underneath and just squeezed him like a rolling pin, went right inside. And oh, he went right underneath there and just dragged him right through the bottom and came right around the top. He was like a flat pancake, and he just kept going around. And he went around back underneath again and coming right around the top, right through and back over to the top, and round he was going. It was such a confusing mess. He couldn't see this way or that way or which way. He just knew he was going around and around and around, and he knew it. He could feel it, and he was just going round and round, and the truck was still going, and it was going down the highway really fast. He probably was going faster than what he should have, but he could see a little town coming up, and he thought to himself, if I stop spinning around on this thing, I can see where I'm going and maybe get off, because I think I've had just about enough of this. So he kept going. He kept going, and the wind was blowing up against him like that as he was going down the road and finally coming to a stop. He could feel himself stopping. He could feel the pressure on him. He could hear the brakes squealing as he come to a stop. Well, as soon as he come to a complete stop, he felt the jolt of the stop. And he stopped right there. He was halfway, right on the side of the truck, flattened right up against it. And he just lifted his head as much as he could, right on top of the big drum. And he looked out, and it was a construction site. It was a construction site. I don't think this is right. I don't think this is right at all. Well, he heard the door slam on the cab of the truck, and the driver come running around, because normally the truck drum that turns the cement would keep going. But it didn't. It stopped. That's what he thought was unusual. Why did the drum stop? It shouldn't have stopped. He should have kept going. He was trying to get off, and he was lucky it did stop, because he had to get off, but there was a problem with that, because he was right on the side of the drum, and the driver knew something was wrong, so he turned off the drum. That's why it stopped. The driver turned it off. He had to. because he knew there was something wrong. He could just hear it as he was driving, that something just wasn't right. So there he was, stuck to the side of the cement truck. The driver was in a panic. He was in an absolute panic, going around, didn't know what to do, what to grab. He was hollering for help. And he reached inside some little compartment on the truck and he pulled out what looked to be some kind of a big metal stick, probably a crowbar or something, and he started to pry him off. He could feel him poking into his ribs, and he just pried and pried and kept poking on his pelvis area and his legs, and pretty soon the driver jumped right on the side of the truck and started to peel him off like he was a sticker on a piece of plastic or something, and he just peeled him off. Peeled him right off. His whole body was peeled right off the side of that cement truck. And the driver leaned down and he held him like as if he was holding a coat or something. And he bent down on the side of the truck and then jumped off to the side and holding him. He laid him down flat like it was some kind of an air mattress or something. And he had to do something. He didn't know what to do. And he thought, oh, I know what. And the driver reached over to the side of the truck over there and he saw a little bottle of water that he carried when he was doing his construction work, and he started to sprinkle it on his feet. And say he saw a couple of other guys heading his way and he knew he was going to have help. That was so nice to see people running in his direction. They were almost up to him right now. And he was sprinkling this water on him, on his legs and on his feet and on his shoulders and his stomach and his head. And it was like he was absorbing this water. He was actually starting to swell up. And just as the other guys got there, they said, what the heck is going on here? What's happening? What's going on? How can you stop the drum? And then he explained to them. He said, look what I've done here. Look what's happened. And the boy was laying on the ground. And he could see that everybody was looking at him. And the water was splashing on his face and on his arms and stuff. And he was swelling up. And he was finally catching his breath. Oh, he said, oh. And he could just feel his body starting to inflate now while he was absorbing all that moisture. The guys, the workers were standing there. They were in awe, staring at him. Eyes were just bulging out. Their eyebrows were at the top of their heads. And their mouths were open and they couldn't believe what they were seeing. And he was just sprinkling more of that water on him. More on his hands, on his arms, his neck, his face, his stomach, his chest. All on his legs and his knees and his feet. Oh, he was swelling up right now, back to normal. And he started to move, and they just started to back up. They couldn't believe he was actually moving around. And he was moving, and he's all of a sudden shaking his head, and they couldn't believe it. Let's get some help. Get a blanket over here, somebody hollered. And so they put a little blanket on him and laid him down like that. And luckily somebody had been prepared for something like that. They had the blanket off to the side, and they laid the little blanket over the top of him. And he just lay there and was catching his breath as he laid there. Oh, he says, I'm sorry I put everybody through this mess. He says, I'm sorry. I was just going out to wake myself up a little bit and to get myself tired so I could sleep tonight, because I saw this truck, this one right here, it was coming after me. It was coming after me in my dream or my sleep. When I closed my eyes, I could see it coming at me. And the driver said, you know what? That is so strange. Because when I was driving, I was so tired, my eyes were starting to close, and when my eyes were closing, I dreamt I was riding right into a house. It was strange, and you were dreaming that I was riding in toward you. I can't believe it. I dreamt I was going into the house, and you saw me coming into the house when you closed your eyes. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, everybody was just baffled. They couldn't understand this mystical thing that had just happened. How could something so unbelievable just happen? And what actually happened as well is when he was on that big drum of the cement truck going around and around and flattening him out, and then to pour water on him and swell up like a regular person again, like as if he was a sponge, that was something like a magic in itself. And to be perfectly fine without any broken bones or anything. It was truly amazing. Well, he stood up as if like nothing had even happened. And the driver and the little fella there who had been darn near squashed, they had a pretty good time actually talking about it and walked off to the side and just sat there and couldn't believe what they were even talking about, but it was amazing. And they talked to each other like they knew each other. They were just talking and talking, and all the guys were looking at him, and they just all gradually went back to work, and the driver and the little fellow there were just talking and talking, and like they knew each other. Maybe they did, maybe somehow, some way in the past, or some other world, or some other time period, or some other dimension, they knew each other. Somehow they must have known each other. They must have known each other. Somehow, some way, they must have known each other. 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 They must have known each other.